Chapter 14, In Humiliation. Christians throughout the world who are striving for holiness meditate often on humility. But perfect humility is only recognized by the way in which humiliations are accepted and loved and their value realized. There are certain humiliations which have no halo and bring in their wake only scorn, scorn of ourselves, and scorn heaped upon us by others. Humiliations often come from our own faults, and that is when it seems difficult or even abnormal to love them. It is evident that the faults which offend God are an evil to which we can never consent at any price, and for which we must be very sorry when we have had the unhappiness to commit them. But, says St. Bernard, the more vile in her own eyes the sinful soul appears at the remembrance of her sins, the less so will she be in the divine sight. Humiliations can also come from our imperfections. Insofar as possible, we must apply ourselves to destroying them. But too often we have little success, and it seems to us that God is not furthering our efforts. Perhaps it is precisely in that way that, in a most fatherly manner, He is helping us to become humble. We must also recognize the fact that some imperfections, especially physical imperfections, are incurable, which does not make them any the less humiliating. At other times, humiliations can come from remarks, corrections, or reproaches made to us by our neighbor, whether he is in charge of so doing or whether he is yielding to an impulse which it is not for us to judge. In any case, it is a grace, and a very great grace. Sometimes a reproach seems to be unmerited. Before concluding it is an error, and if it is advisable to give the true situation as simplicity, justice and charity demand, one should see whether there is any truth in the reproach and whether we have imprudently been the cause. However, the criticism may be entirely false, and the person suffering from it may have no means of defense. What more excellent way could there be of uniting ourselves to Jesus humiliated? If we had faith, with what joy of soul would we welcome such a choice grace? Humiliations also can come to us through God's will or His direct permission. There are times when unpleasant things rain upon us from all sides. We are not understood. However, beware of the temptation of believing ourselves misunderstood, for it is very rare that such is actually the case. The ambitious supplant us. The jealous trample upon us. At other times, it is not people who are at fault. It is events which cause us to lose honor, friends, fortune, everything which gave us some credit in the eyes of the world. The source from which these humiliations flow is our wretchedness under its countless forms. They crop up from everywhere, from within and from without ourselves. We provoke or undergo them. They seem to be the enemy. On the contrary, they are choice nourishment for our spiritual life, and it is in this sense that we must love them. Quote, if you ask me, Philotea, what are the most profitable humiliations, I reply that undoubtedly those will do us most good and serve God best which are accidental or attendant upon our position in life, because these we do not seek for ourselves, but receive them as God sends them, and His choice is always better than ours. From the Introduction, Part 3, Chapter 6. Quote, dear imperfections, which make us recognize our wretchedness and which exercise us in humility. From St. Francis de Sales, Letter to Mademoiselle de Saulfort, July 22, 1603.